Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
Tomorrow's the day, right?
Yeah, we fly out. We're gonna pick Reese up a little bit early, like half hour, and then head to the airport, fly out, and get in super late and
GR to
sleep
Orlando
in.
direct.
No, we had direct, and then, or no, we tried to go direct, but none of the flights we couldn't get any on either Tuesday or Wednesday, which was crazy. Without spending
Oh yeah.
an insane amount of money.
Availability.
So we're doing GR to Chicago with like an hour and a half layover, then Orlando. But the way home is direct. So
Good.
yeah. Got a lot of stuff planned, excited, ready to go.
So what are your days?
So Wednesday is kind of like our just settle in. We'll probably do like the boardwalk, maybe go mini golf in. And then Thursday is Epcot. Friday is Magic Kingdom. Saturday is an off day. And then Sunday is Hollywood Studios. And then we come home Monday.
Nice. You guys are gonna have a blast.
For sure. We got fun stuff planned, so. It always just goes too fast. That's always
Oh
the
yeah.
bummer of it
You just
all.
have to try to enjoy every moment.
Yep.
But cool. Well, should we jump into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Welcome back to the High Five Podcast, where each episode we list our five favorite items within ever-changing topics. This week, we are listing our favorite Winter Olympic sports. This was my pick, and it's almost Olympic season. In fact, the opening ceremonies, I believe, are on Friday night on NBC. This is a non-paid sponsorship, non-paid,
Oh,
unpaid
I thought it was,
advertisement.
is it Friday? I was thinking it was Thursday
No,
for
I
some
believe it's
reason.
Friday. I could be wrong. It's the 6th. I just looked it up and I just
Oh,
assumed it was
okay.
Friday.
For some reason, I had the fourth in my mind, but that would be Wednesday anyways, so.
But yep, so starting this Friday, and I'm excited to see you start to see some of the storylines, who's in it, who's got a chance to win gold, and who the first-time Olympians are. It's exciting to see who the new people are. And then there's the old favorites always that come back. But so I mean, for me, like, I'll root for any good story. I'll root for any American who is kind of like the underdog, or really any American you'll root for. But then if, like, even internationally, like, anybody who's a good story, who is just really good and seems like they're a good person, like, you like rooting for the good stories. So
Yeah,
really,
overcome adversity or
yeah.
something like that.
So, like, I'll watch any sport if there's a good competition going on, but these are just my top five that I kind of always gravitate towards. What about you?
Yeah, mine's re relatively the same. It's ones that we usually historically watch on TV and just are fun to watch, entertaining. It's not something that most of the events too are pretty quick. None of them are super long outside of one or two events, but most of them, you're downhill skiing for a minute and a half or whatever. You're going down the luge and 30 seconds or whatever. So, the Winter Olympics is always fun like that when it's just constant. There's just a lot of movement and going on. So, yeah, these are definitely events that either I enjoy watching or have done myself in the past. So.
I would agree with that. Okay. So I'd say let's jump into it, right? You good to go?
I just to remind everyone too, we're gonna play some voicemails and clips from people, and if anyone wants to interact with us, they can find us on Facebook. I know Jay, you got back onto Facebook, so people had another outlet to reach out to us on. So you can reach us at the Hi Five Podcast on Facebook and speakpipe.com / the Hi Five Podcast, or the Hi Five Podcast at gmail.com for emails or voicemails or anything like that.
Anybody
So
who wants
we'd
to
love to
book
have your
us to
interaction.
anybody who wants to book us to do a live show at their event, they can contact us or
Yeah.
on Gmail.
Or if the Olympics wants to fly us out and do a live broadcast from there, we'd be willing
I'd
to
consider it.
after Disney.
We don't want to break up a Disney trip. But anyway,
Nope.
cool. But yeah, so I'd say let's start out with our number fives. And like I said, this was my topic. So I guess I'll go first. My number five is I should have done more research on this. I don't know if it's called ski jump or log jump, or is it kind of the ski long jump, or what is that?
I always thought it was ski jump.
Yeah,
Yeah, ski jumping is
just
what
ski
the
jumping.
official Olympics page
So this
says.
is the one where the people go up to the top of that huge ramp, and they go down, and they got the really aerodynamic suits. They look like they don't look like skiers. They look like something that some sort of astronaut or whatever.
You're
And
right. Yeah.
they jump off of the huge ramp, and they put their skis in that V formation, and then they kind of lean forward, and whoever gets the longest distance, the jumps often exceed 300 feet. And guys go more than 55 miles an hour off of this ramp.
Yeah.
And wind conditions are always affecting it. But like, the other interesting thing about it is there's never really been a U.S. competitor that's done well at the Olympics. I don't think a U.S. Competitor has ever won a gold medal at the Olympics in this, but apparently there's been some good people, but just have never won the gold medal.
Yeah.
But I've always liked this one. It's just so cool to just see people flying through the air. It just seems
Yeah.
so unnatural to me, and it's so
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my number five. I don't have, like, for most of mine, I have some specific memory, but like I said, there's never really been a US athlete who's competed well, so you're just kind of rooting for all of them, and you just like seeing the big numbers and the large amount of
Yeah.
meters or feet or whatever they're measuring it in. But yeah, this is always a good one for me. So that's my number five.
Yeah, it's definitely cool to see people flying down there. It's crazy. I would
They
love to
look
see it
like
in
those
person.
flying squirrels.
Yeah. I mean, the distances is crazy. I mean, that's incredible. But yeah, it's always fun to see. I'm amazed. I feel like I almost never see anybody crash in those things. I feel
Very.
like every time I watch it, they always land and are good to go. But I mean, you just never see them
Yeah.
completely wipe out. So it's
Maybe. Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. Maybe once or twice have I ever seen someone crash. But yeah, you're right. Like
Yeah, you see people, with a little
a little
wobbly,
wobble at the
not a
end
great
or
sticking,
fall
but it seems like
sideways
they
or something.
just, yeah, they just stick it so well. It's crazy. I can't even imagine, but yeah, it's a great one. It's definitely fun to watch. So, sticking with the ski theme, my number five is, I mean, I guess it goes by many names: downhill skiing, alpine skiing, super G, whatever you want to call it, or however you label it.
Someone knows
Alpine
the
skiing
difference
is,
between these, but I don't.
somebody does. I don't, I don't know them either. I just love to watch them. The speeds that they get, how fast they can go. I mean, it's crazy.
How hard they hit those like little posts where the
Yeah, I
gates
just
are.
every time they hit those, I'm like, how does that not hurt? And I understand they have the
Padding.
pads on their hands, and usually that's what they're hitting, but still, it's crazy. And there's always the crazy crashes and spills. Obviously Lindsey Vonn is in the news because she just took
Famous.
a big wipeout right before the Olympics. I mean, it's always just so intense watching them fly down the hill. And every time, like whenever there's those crazy crashes and you see them get up from there, it's like, how are you up from, how fast they were going? And Obviously it's always fun because, the margins of victory are very slim. Each race is intense. It's always just fun to watch. You always have usually the highest qualifier goes last, so it's always kind of cool to see, if they can beat the this time of the last person. So just one of my favorite events. It's fun to watch for sure. Again, I don't know a ton of the ins and outs of it. I just love to watch it. It's definitely a fun one to watch.
Yeah, that tends to be the way it is for most Olympic sports for me anyway. It's like, yeah, I don't really know the rules. I'm relying on Mike Tirico and Bob Costas and the people to explain it to me.
Oh, see, I'm relying on Snoop Dogg and
Well, yeah, of
Kevin Hart.
course.
So,
Yeah, and Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
there you go.
That's right. So anyway, cool. That's a great one. I echo that one. And you know who else echoes that one is our friend Scott. So let's hear from Scott. He sent in a voicemail regarding downhill skiing.
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller, Scott Robertson here. Favorite Winter Olympic has to be downhill skiing, probably GS or Super G. I just remember following the team years ago when they had a documentary done and just in awe of the things that they do. And I got into skiing for a while, really enjoyed it. And yeah, just love seeing those men and women do their thing. So hope you guys are doing well. Take care.
There you have it. There's Scott.
Yep.
All right, so those were our number fives. Let's move on to our number fours. And my number four is bobsled. This is another sport that Americans never really do that well with. The US famously did win in 2010. It was the first time they had won a gold medal since 1948, and this is when Steve Holcomb piloted the gold medal sled, and they won by 0.38 seconds over Germany. And so basically, it's just four guys in a sled, and it looks often space agey and very aerodynamic, and you're tucking your heads down in so you can't even see that there's people in the bobsled, and yeah, it's always very cutthroat and very like close as far as the standings. Like you're talking fractions of seconds between first place and probably even 10th place. It's crazy. And the other fun story that we all remember is the Jamaican bobsled team that from 1988, and then obviously had the famous Cool Runnings movie made after it. So that's always a fun story. Just a tropic nation like Jamaica having a bobsled team which goes down an icy hill. So just the juxtaposition of stories like that is always fun. But yeah, bobsled is my number four for all those reasons. And yeah.
Didn't they just have like a women's Jamaican team just recently too? That was a big deal. Like
That
it was the
sounds
first time they had
familiar.
done that, I thought.
Yeah.
So, I just remember something with some country because they like weren't able to find funding or whatever, and I think some celebrity paid their way or something like that. But anyways,
Usain
yeah,
Bolt.
bobsledding's always fun
Or
for
no, he's
sure.
from. Where's Usain Bolt from?
Jamaica, yeah.
Jamaica. That's what I thought.
Yeah. But no, it's a great one. Yeah.
Cool. All right. What's your number four?
My number four is similar to bobsled, although a little, in my opinion, more risky. Again, it goes on ice and you go really, really fast, but it's either one person or two people, and that's the luge.
Yeah.
Always one of my favorites to watch, how fast they go, how quick they go. Again, same with bobsled, the margins of victory are very slim. It's very risky, very aerodynamic. One minor mistake and you lose a bunch of time or you fall off or you wipe out. It's one of those nail biting events. Again, you don't even need to know a ton about the ins and outs of it to enjoy it. You just watch these men and women go down this icy rink super fast on this tiny little sled, going super fast. It's just super entertaining and a lot of fun. This Olympics is the first time the women's double will be in the Olympics. So that's kind of cool. It'll be a fun thing to watch. They've had the doubles for a little while, but this is the first time for the women's. So something to watch for this year. But yeah, the luge is always a fun one that I love to watch.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great one. Okay. So that was your number four?
Yep.
My number three is hockey. And full disclosure, I believe you also had hockey as your number three, so I stole it. So you had to kind of shift all yours down. So we'll both talk about hockey here. We kind of are doing it this way so that we get a full 10, you know, submissions. So it's not that we're stealing them. It's just we're just trying to fill a show out. So, hockey's my number three. Famously, in 1994, the men won the gold medal, and it was the first time. It was the first time that they had ever. No, it just been a really long time since the U.S. had won gold in hockey. You know, obviously you have the famous, you know, early 80s. Was it in 1980 in Lake Placid when the U.S. Did they win that gold medal?
I know they beat Russia. I feel like they lost to Canada.
They lost to somebody in the gold medal game or something?
I think they...
Let's see here. U.S. beat Russia 4-3.
Yep. They did win. They beat Finland for the gold medal.
So obviously I wasn't old enough to remember the 80 Lake Placid games. That's why that doesn't come up for me. That's why I have to just Google the details of the 1980 team. I remember it being a big deal. I've seen the game against Russia. I've seen it, you know, replayed multiple times. But never really knew all the weight of the situation. Like 94, when the U.S. team was playing with amateur teams. So we were no NHL players could play in it, and we still won. And we beat Canada, we beat Canada and won our first gold medal since 1980. That would make sense. Someone will probably correct us, but always love hockey.
Those fact checkers.
It's winter time. One of the first things sports you think about when you think of winter time is hockey. In my mind, grew up playing hockey. Love hockey. Always root for the U.S. in this. I'll root for Canada, too. Keeping it in the Western Hemisphere. But I just love watching good teams. So if there's if Sweden's really good or whatever, I'll root for them or whatever. But, love hockey. What do you have to say about hockey?
Yeah, I mean, hockey is always one that I try to watch when it's on if I can. I grew up watching the Red Wings and love hockey in general, so it's an easy thing to watch for me. I know the game well, I understand it, and it's fun to watch. I root for the U.S. most of the time, but otherwise a lot of times I used to root for Sweden a lot, or some of the other teams that had Red Wing players on it. So it just kind of depends. Hockey's always just fun. And I think this year the NFL or NHL players can play again now, right? I know there was some hiatus where they couldn't for a while, but
I think there are some individual players that aren't, but yeah.
Yeah. So that'll make this year more exciting for sure. So, I think the U.S. has got a pretty good shot, and it'd be fun to watch, see how far we go. So. Yep.
Cool. Yep. All right, so that was my number three, hockey. What's your number three?
So my number three is we're going back to the slopes, and it's freestyle skiing. I just love when like X Game-ish events come into the Olympics, and freestyle skiing is that.
So which one is that? Because I got it confused with downhill.
Yeah, so you know, there's the jumps, they're doing flips, tricks, there's rails, there's grinding, there's all that kind of stuff. So it's what you would see in, you know, if you ever watch the X Games, you'd see this event there. But it's just the things they can do. I mean, the number of spins and flips and twists that these guys are doing now is insane.
So is this the one where they kind of go down in like a barrel and then they do like three or four things?
That's a half pipe.
Okay.
So freestyle skiing is, it's going downhill, but then there are, you know, there's typically like a rail section and then there's ramps and then maybe another rail section and then ramps.
Got it. Is it timed?
Nope. So basically you're just going down the hill and you're selecting, as they call it, a line.
So then you get a score.
Yep, exactly. So it's based on what tricks you do. The style you put into it, obviously.
This is apparently not one I ever get caught on because I mean, it sounds familiar to me, but I didn't know that. Yeah, it's not
it debuted in 1988, so it's not like it's been, you know, around forever, but,
that's about when I started watching anyway, so.
Yeah. It's always for me a very exciting event to see the new tricks that they can come out with and the things that they're doing. And, you know, typically the U.S. always has a pretty good standing in there. You know, we've gotten, you know, several gold medals. The women are always really good too. So it's a fun event. It's a lot of, you know, just to see, like I said, the flips and the tricks and just the things that they can do on skis now is crazy. I mean, I remember, you know, 10 years ago they were doing like a 1080 was amazing, and now they're doing, you know, 1680s or whatever they're called. I mean, it's crazy. So just the advancement in the sport has been cool to see for sure. So it's one that I try to watch if I can. So I don't get to watch it as much as I want to, because typically you know, Tori wants to watch figure skating or something like that.
It kind of takes up the airwaves. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll have to keep an eye out for that one specifically. I know I've seen it, it's just I've never really gotten caught on it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. My number two is, this is one that we talked about before with me with Olympics, is speed skating. And I'm also throwing in the short track speed skating. So I talked specifically about Bonnie Blair and Dan Jansen. Bonnie Blair actually won gold medal in the 500 meter at three straight Olympics from 1988 to 1994. The math isn't working out on those. I know that's 88 to 92. Yeah, 94 was the Atlanta Games, right? No, 96 was the Atlanta Games.
I was going to say 96 was the Atlanta Games, I think.
Olympics is every 4 years, regardless of whether it's winter or summer, right? So
and they're two-year difference.
Lillehammer, right? Yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah. I don't know why it says 94 under Bonnie Blair here. But anyway, so Bonnie Blair won the three straight gold medals. Dan Jansen won a gold medal. And then short track specifically, Apollo Ono was the American guy who won 8 Olympic medals. 2 of them were golds. And just obviously short track brings its own, like, there's a lot more crashes that go on. There's a lot more almost gamesmanship going on and strategic, you know, moving and drafting and all that kind of stuff with the regular, you know, like 500 meter speed skating. It's a lot more like longer strides and a lot more just like wide open and more like NASCAR racing, where you're kind of maneuvering over longer distances. Short track, you're kind of like cutting in front of each other and stuff. You get the 500 meter, you get like a lane, I think after a certain amount of time everyone kind of merges together. But in short track, there's no lanes. It's everyone for himself. love all those. like I said, that's kind of one of the sports that I would think I would be good at if I needed to pick an Olympic sport. I don't think I'd be very good, but I would probably do better at that than, you know, freestyle skiing.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my number two, speed skating.
Nice.
Short track speed skating.
Yeah. That's always a fun one. I'm excited to see how Erin Jackson does this year too, with her, you know, last Olympics becoming the first African-American woman to win speed skating gold. It's pretty awesome.
So yep.
Be cool to see what happens.
Yep. All right. What's your number two?
My number two is one that I would say is probably the newest Olympic sport that I've gotten into. But since probably the 2018 Winter Olympics, it's been one that we watch all the time, and it's curling.
Yep.
It's just so much fun to watch. I know it's not the most, you know, adrenaline pumping or high speeds, but it's so cool to see just the technique and the skill that it takes to do curling. You know, this would be, I would argue, one Olympic sport, if I were to choose, that I could still do. What, curling would probably be up there for me. But yeah, it's just, it's a fun sport to watch. It's, again, I don't know all of the intricacies and the rules. Like, I don't always understand when they're sweeping or why they're sweeping or what exactly they're trying to accomplish when they're doing certain different sweeping techniques, but it's always fun to just watch them, see how close they get and knocking each other's stones off. And even just the stones in general, you know, that it's made by like one company and one place in the world, and it all comes from the same thing. It's just a cool, interesting, unique, fun sport. We always love to watch it. So I'm excited to definitely watch it this year for sure.
Nice. Yeah, that's one that we have a caller who sent us a voicemail, and it's the first time submission of my mom, April, and so she talks about curling. So let's hear from my mom.
I started watching curling back a couple years ago when the United States got really good for a minute. And I just really enjoy watching that sport. I like to watch downhill. I like to watch the snowboarders on the half pike.
There you go. Yeah.
And that one race where they ski for a little bit and then shoot and then ski for a little bit more and then shoot some more. I don't know what that's called.
Yep. I got you, Mom. Cool. Yeah. So my mom agreed with you on curling, and again, it kind of like perfect you example. Said, what's that?
I was gonna say just another perfect example of the greatness of the Winter Olympics. You don't even necessarily need to know the name of the sport or what it is, but you can watch it and root for your team and it's entertaining. So.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I would say most people wouldn't know that biathlon is the name of that sport.
Sure.
But anyway, I did a little research while you were talking about curling. Apparently, the reason that Bonnie Blair won gold medal in 92 and 94 was a stat is because she actually did. They actually changed, the IOC changed the schedule on purpose so that it would align, I guess it would, so that it would align the 2000 Olympics to be a Summer Olympics. Is that why they did that?
I don't know why they did it. Huh. Maybe to make it. So where they were I'm not sure. I was going to say where they would make it every 2 years you have the Winter Olympics or Summer Olympics, but yeah. I felt like it was like that anyways prior to that, right?
It says for decades, the Olympics ran like this, summer and winter games in the same year, every 4 years. I did not know that.
Oh, so it was the
wow,
same
we are.
Year.
80s and 90s kids, and we did not know that. So in 1992, they decided to change it so that they would alternate every 2 years. I just thought,
yeah, that's what I thought it was, so they would alternate. Yeah,
crazy.
I always thought that it alternated, but I guess, you know, I guess
we're 80s and 90s kids, that's why we thought that. That's funny.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't probably start watching the Winter Olympics until 94.
Yeah.
So that
92.
would probably make sense why it was always,
Or 94, yeah.
I don't have any memories of any games prior to that. So, I mean, 1988, I would have been two. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that's kind of what I'm saying is like we just don't know any better. We never experienced it the other way. Yeah. Interesting. Cool. All right. Well, we learned something today. And we are on to our number ones. For my number one, I think this is, I think a lot of people probably would pick this as their top. Probably more females than males. But I grew up with two older sisters and I got caught up in it with my sisters and my mom. And my number one is figure skating. And the women's team, the women's skaters and the women's team is always does seem to be better. So you always find yourself rooting for them. Specifically, in 1994 with Oksana Baiul narrowly defeating Nancy Kerrigan for the gold medal. We were all rooting for Nancy Kerrigan, obviously. And then in 1998, Michelle Kwan won the silver medal. And that was that the famous one where she lost to what's her name? The now announcer with Johnny Weir. Why am I
I
drawing
don't think
on her name?
so. No, I think she, I don't think they ever competed together.
I think they
I think
did
Michelle
because
Kwan is older.
a little foreshadowing here. Sarah's voicemail talks about it. It's
Oh,
what's her
okay.
name?
Tara Lipinski.
Tara Lipinski. Yep. That's the one where she Tara Lipinski kind of came out of nowhere and beat Michelle Kwan, and it was a heartbreak because everyone was rooting for Michelle Kwan because it was her last Olympics.
Oh, I
Yeah.
thought you were talking about in 98.
I
You're
believe it
not, you're
is.
talking about in,
When did
no, because Michelle Kwan was in 06 but didn't medal, right?
Tara Lipinski 98.
Oh, it was 98. Okay.
She was 15 years old, Tara Lipinski was.
Yeah.
Isn't
Yeah, I
that
know, it's
crazy?
crazy. That's why I didn't even think she was in that in 98, but okay.
And Michelle Kwan was like the heavy favorite world
Yeah.
champion going into it, and Tara Lipinski was just happy to be on the team. And so yeah, that's a good one. And then also in 2022, Nathan Chen, the male, won the gold medal. He was so cool.
Remember that?
Landed five quad jumps. But anyway, like I said, I was raised by a mom and two older sisters, and this is what we watched. And I fell into it just like they did. And to prove it, I have my sister, Amanda, who's never submitted to the show before. I had her send me a voicemail to prove it. It's a short one. Let's see. Oh shoot, it's on my phone.
Think anybody's calling into question your authenticity.
That's a bummer. I should have saved it. It was one of those voice notes that apparently disappeared over time.
Should send it to you on Snapchat.
No, it was just on iMessage. Oh well. Sorry, sis. You're not going to hear your 6 seconds of talking about watching figure skating. But
She'll just have to join us for another episode.
But yeah, that was my sister. Also talking, I was talking about Sarah's voicemail. Sarah sent us a good story about figure skating. So here is our one of our best listeners, our definitely our most known listener. Of all of our listeners, this is the listener that we know the most. So this is Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi guys, it's Sarah again, back with a Winter Olympics memory. After Nancy Kerrigan won silver in Lillehammer in 1994, the next star of American women's skating was Michelle Kwan. She was spectacular, and Nagano 1998 was going to be her triumph. That winter, I was still at college even after graduation because I was a head resident for one of the dorms. When the skating competitions began, there was a devoted group of women crowded into the common room, absolutely glued to the TV. The night of the women's free skate, February 20th, 1998. The TV room was packed. Michelle skated her long program and fucking nailed it. We were screaming, she was absolutely going to win gold, and then she didn't. She lost to that brat Tara Lipinski. There was a collective wail of, no! People were fucking crying. How was it even possible? I still don't understand. Finally, in May 2017, I was at Smith for my 20th reunion. I was brushing my teeth in the dorm bathroom before the morning's big event, and a short Asian woman came out of one of the stalls and used the sink. She was wearing an academic robe, so I thought she was one of the professors. A little while later, when they were handing out honorary degrees, I realized how wrong I was. That had been Michelle Kwan. I had been standing right fucking next to her, obliviously brushing my teeth. I couldn't believe it. I was so angry with myself for not figuring it out sooner. I would have loved to tell her how we had watched and cheered for her, and how I still thought she had been robbed of that gold medal.
There you have it.
Oh, the passion. The anger.
I would have felt the same exact way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's still a great story though, that you were in the same room as Michelle Kwan.
Yeah.
Like I found
you got to brush your teeth next to Michelle Kwan. That's a better story than getting an autograph.
Yeah, I mean, like I've met my heroes enough times and I've been delighted multiple times, but I've also been let down by my heroes multiple times.
Sure.
Like, who knows? Like Michelle Kwan might have been really mean to her in that moment. So she can just enjoy the fact that she was in the same bathroom as Michelle Kwan.
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
That's an awesome story. She wins.
For sure.
So anyway, that was Sarah with her Michelle Kwan story. That was my number one figure skating. Yeah, do you have any comments on figure skating, or do you want to move on to your number one?
No, I mean, it's definitely one that
you said that
we watch constantly. Tori is diehard when it comes to figure skating. I don't know how she's gonna. Although I guess we should be back by then, but she'll miss some of it when we're in Disney. But yeah, she definitely loves. Loves figure skating. I like it too. I just sometimes for me, I don't like all of the, I don't know. It's the same with gymnastics, like all of the rules and the like this and the that. And like, I don't know. I like it's fun to watch. I just don't like the judging aspect of it. Like I would, you know, I just like to see the skills that they can do. The judging part of it is always rubbed me, you know, like for example, that 98, you know, what,
like she it was just seems silly
that happened.
She performed well enough to win, and
I'm sure it was some silly thing that happened. You know, she didn't land a toe perfectly angled right, she lost a tenth of a point or something. She didn't smile like
the judge enough.
Yeah, exactly. So some of that stuff bothers me a little bit, but it's definitely like I mean the skills and the things that they can do is for sure incredible. So and a ton of fun to watch. So
yep, cool. All right, so that was my number one. What was your number one, Caleb?
So my number one is the only Olympic sport that I have actually done myself, and it is snowboarding. It's one of my favorites to watch. It's a newer Olympic sport. I remember when it first appeared in 1998. I remember being a little kid watching it. It made me want to snowboard, and I ended up learning how to snowboard. Never was great at the half pipe, but loved snowboarding.
Yeah.
So it's always, you know, watching Shaun White, who I think he's pretty close to my same age, and watching that dude just dominate snowboarding and skateboarding for years was always awesome to see. It's definitely the men's final and the women's finals are so much fun to watch. I mean, the advancement of that sport from, you know, 1998 when it first started and they were doing like, you know, 360s were incredible. Yeah. And now they're doing, you know, 1420s. And it's just, it's crazy the amount that the sport has changed and developed. And, you know, even the female side of it, like the stuff that those women are doing is incredible. You know, Chloe Kim, watching her is so awesome. You know, it's always fun. You know, typically the men and women in the USA usually, you know, typically get gold. It's pretty rare that they don't. So it's another sport that we dominate. But yeah, I just, it's one of my favorites to watch for sure. And it's one I've definitely have kind of grown up watching. So.
Yep. I mean, this is definitely an honorable mention for me. Just fell outside of my five, but yeah, love watching Shaun White. Love watching all the Americans. I mean, really, again, like anybody who can do some, you know, awesome flips and twists and stuff. Like, it's one of those, you love greatness. It doesn't matter who's doing it.
Well, it's always, I mean, the way that they can fling themselves off of that is crazy. Cause I've rode a half pipe, but I could never, like, I could get a little bit of air, and almost every time I hit the lip and would fall. Like, so just, you know, as somebody who's tried it, the skill level is crazy.
Yeah, I've snowboarded just a couple times, and I can honestly say it's the reason, or partially the reason, I have a bad lower back is from falling too many times snowboarding.
Sure.
Like, I just think my body is not right for snowboarding. Downhill skiing, I'm great at. I love downhill skiing. I can go down black diamonds, and it's not a big deal. Like, I can do downhill, but snowboarding was not made for me. I think it's just too tall or something. I don't know, but yeah, that's a great one. Snowboarding is always good. So that was all of our top fives, I think before we get into our honorable mentions, we have one more voicemail to play, and that is from Katie, my lovely wife. Hi, Katie. Here's Katie.
Hi there, High Five guys. This is Katie. Wanted to share my Winter Olympic favorite sport, and that is the biathlon. That is the sport that combines cross-country skiing and sharpshooting. I think it's super dramatic, requires a lot of endurance from the cross-country skiing, but then in order to make accurate shots, you have to be able to rapidly drop your heart rate, which I think is super interesting. Yeah. I think I'd be really good at this sport, even though I've never actually shot a gun or cross-country skied. That's just me being delusional, probably. The U.S. has never won a biathlon medal. But this year, there is a U.S. Men's competitor that actually placed at the World Championships. And so there's, like, actually a legit chance that we might win our first biathlon medal this year. The person's name you can be watching for him in the Olympics is Campbell Wright. And he is actually from New Zealand. New Zealand and U.S. Co-citizen.
Yeah.
Super interesting. Yeah. So hope this helps the podcast. Love the work you guys do. Bye.
So that's Katie. Yeah, biathlon is always such an interesting one.
It is. And
and she was doing a little research on it. And it's one of those where, like, if you miss a shot, you have to, like, take an extra lap. So you get penalized for missing a shot. And so if you don't miss it, you don't have to do an extra lap. And so it's just, like, so interesting. It's where, like, you do the laps and you have to work more, then it raises your heart rate. So then once you get back to shooting again, you got to lower your heart rate. So, like, such an interesting sport.
It's another one of those, again, where you might not know all of the rules and intricacies, but it's so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they're doing all this really long distance skiing and then they got to stop, calm down, shoot. It's quite a distance and it's a small target. I mean, it's not easy to hit. So,
Well, it's crazy too. Cause like the problem I had it with, when I was a kid, was like, you could see the guy in first place, but he wasn't necessarily in the front because they're just like shooting and then doing laps. And it's just like, like, who's in first? The guy's sat down to shoot like fourth. Why is he in first? So, that's a fun sport to watch. One that you
for sure
happy to watch every 4 years. Okay. So that was all of our voicemails. Thank you for our submissions, guys. That was those are some good ones. But we got some honorable mentions. I think pretty much all of mine were covered. Luge, you had downhill skiing, yeah. You had curling, you had cross-country skiing. So that's kind of like biathlon, but just the cross-country skiing element. It's just so interesting. Like, the people have to be in such good shape. You know, you're burning 1,000-plus calories per race. That is another one that I feel like I could do. I don't know if I'd be good at it, but I am naturally a good cross country skier, and I've tried that motion and I can do it. But yeah, obviously I wouldn't be very good. I'd have to train for a long time. And then my other honorable mention was snowboarding, like we had said. So yep.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you have any other honorable mentions?
I mean, I did. They were all mentioned: bobsledding, figure skating. There's only 16 Winter Olympic events. Yeah. Did you know that? I always felt like there was way more, but like when I sat down and like looked over the list, I was like, "Wow, that's it. That's not as many as I thought."
I would guess like 20 or something like that. But yeah, I always knew it was less in winter than summer. I know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The other one that I like, you know, it's similar to luge is the skeleton. You know, where you're, instead of going feet first, you're going head first.
Yeah,
you know, a little scarier. But those were the three that I had. So
cool. All right. Well, I think we can wrap it up there. What do you got? Do you have an idea of what topic we want to do next week? It's your pick.
So I thought about doing some iteration of villains. I don't know if we want to do like, or bad guys, if we want to do like all bad guys, or if you just wanted to narrow the scope a little bit and choose like a particular.
I think villains as a broad category would be pretty fun, but it's your pick, so you pick.
Well, I just didn't know if villains is too broad and gives you too much options, or if you'd rather just say like Disney villains, or Marvel villains, you know, because there's so many different areas you could go. Would you rather be more specific or more broad?
I'd say more broad, because then it could bring more people into the conversation.
Okay, let's just do villains then. A
Disney person, then they might not be interested. Yeah.
Well, and worst comes to worst, we can try we can do another episode with a more specific villain if we need
to. Yep. Cool.
But let's do
and
villains.
So you will be back next Monday, or should we punt it?
I will not. Nope.
Okay.
We land at like 8 p.m.
on Monday.
On Monday. Yep.
Do you want to move it to like Thursday that week? Or do you want to just kick it to the following Monday?
No, we can do Thursday.
Let's do Thursday. Okay. Cool. So that'll be Thursday 12th. Cool. Well, that was a fun topic. I'm excited for the Olympics now.
I know, right?
It's crazy. It's Friday night. If anybody has any of any submissions, like Caleb said at the top, you know where to find us, the different social media pages.
Leave us your villains.
Yeah, give us your Maybe villains. We want to know your villains. There are a lot of good villains.
So many.
Yeah. Are you excited? Speaking of villains, are you excited for the new Maul animated show that's in the style of Clone Wars, the animated series?
Oh.
They've been teasing those trailers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, for sure. Me and Jameson watched the trailer the other day. I think we need to go back through and rewatch Clone Wars
before. Yeah, have ChatGPT give you a watch list of Maul centric.
Yeah. One of the reasons I thought about villains is because we're gonna go to that new villain show at Disney. Yeah. So I thought it'd be kind of fun. That what kind of brought it to my mind.
But, yeah. Yeah, you'll have some front of mind when you come back.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right. Well, if we don't have anything else, we'll get out of here.
Go USA, right?
Go USA. That's right.
USA.
Although I'm not going to lie, it's harder and harder to do that of late. So
we got it.
We can still do it.
Yeah. USA is still ours.
Yep.
But anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll catch you next time.
Yep. Have a good one, everybody.
For listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com, or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.